Good morning. Today, our Bible story is about Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee, a religious leader, kind of a highfalutin religious leader, who came to Jesus to ask Jesus questions. But he came in the nighttime, and it seems very likely that Nicodemus came in the nighttime because he didn't want to be seen by other Pharisees talking to this radical Jesus dude. Now, it could be that he also wanted to have time with Jesus alone, and nighttime was the best time to do that. But the likelihood is that he was asking questions in the night because he didn't have the courage or the comfort zone to ask questions in the light. So I wondered what it would have been like to be there and how I would have felt about some of the questions that Nicodemus asked and Jesus answered. I know that one thing is for sure. When Nicodemus asked Jesus, "What do you mean born again?" I would have been sitting right beside Nicodemus, just trying to understand the answer that Jesus gave and the whole idea of being born again. But for me, when I break down the idea of being born again into manageable chunks that my limited human brain can understand, I know that there is the promise of our entire lives and our eternity being protected by this idea of being born again. But it's easier for me to wrap my mind around daily moments when we, as believers in Jesus and in the Creator, can be born again. I mean, born again when we feel like something big has happened in our lives, when we feel challenged by grief or pressure or anything that feels like loss or change. Can we be born again if we put our hopes in Jesus? I have an easier time saying yes and wrapping my mind around that yes when I think about the daily, weekly, monthly challenges of our lives. Nicodemus also said, you know, what do you mean by this whole wind spirit thing? And Jesus says, you know, bless your heart, human. The wind, the spirit that blows through our lives, your lives as humans, you don't see the wind. You can't control, nor can you fully understand the wind. And that's the way that the Creator operates. You don't always see it at work. You don't always, if ever, understand it at work. But before you know it, humans, through this mysterious, invisible, and beyond our control force, the Spirit blows. And we are given relief. We are given clarity. We are moved into a better place. Another part about this chunk of scripture from the book of John that can be really hard for me and probably was really hard for Nicodemus to understand is a verse that we all know, about God loving the world so much that he sent his son so that whoever believed in him would not perish but have eternal life. Again, such big concepts. But I can wrap my mind around it if I break it down into some things that might feel more real, more right at my foot at my feet daily, weekly, monthly, when something changes in my life. something is lost in my life, or I am confronted with big decisions or stressful times, that feels like, for a moment, a sense of perishing. But you take hope. We take hope. We can take hope in believing in the example that Jesus set while he was here. And believing in his words when he says, "This is not all of it. There is more. Just stay with me, stick with me. There is more." And so the takeaway for me, if I had been able to sit with Nicodemus and Jesus, I think it would have been, I hope it would have been, to find comfort, find a comfort zone, to ask questions in the light, to watch for and listen for the mysterious wind that is the Creator working in my life. And last but not least, to realize that while there may be daily, weekly, monthly, there may be things that perish, there may be people who perish in our lives, but we can take hope. We can let the Creator move us through those times. Let's pray. Dear God, big concepts, big challenges. We don't understand life. We need you to walk with us, and we surrender that need to you. Amen.